1027 Business with Michael Avery.
Well, without mining continues to be a growth industry for South Africa and indeed the African continent. Over the last few months, we've come to know and understand one of the leading blasting and explosives businesses in the value chain, NIX Africa, which got a proud heritage as a world-class explosives leader and is the result of a JV between NIX and Sasol. The Sasol explosive business started back in 1984. Since July of 2020, the new organization has been conducting business under the name of NIX Africa. Now, NIX being the largest Chilean company and this investment representing its largest investment into Africa, it really is a great pleasure to welcome back Francisco Bordrand, who's CEO of NIX Africa. Francisco, always a pleasure chatting to you. Now, we touched on it briefly last time. Your African expansion strategy is really quite core, but where exactly will NIX Africa be expanding to next? And what is the status of that expansion strategy?
Thank you, Michael. It's very nice to chat again. So, well, as we mentioned in our previous interviews, we already have operations outside South Africa. So in South Africa, we have our largest operations in the continent, but we have customers also in Namibia, in Lesotho, in Botswana, and we have just received our permits to create our legal entity in Zambia. So the most important growth that we are seeing for the short term is in Botswana and Zambia. So in the case of Zambia, we have identified some local partners so we can work with. And in the case of Botswana, we did a joint venture, and we are currently in tender processes for large operations. So it's important to say that even we are a very international and big company with a large background, we always try to be sure that we are humble in terms of when we start a new expansion. Because even though we have a good footprint, anyway, we don't know everything about the new countries. We don't understand everything in the case about Botswana. So it's important that we have local partners. So partnering in the case of Botswana with local citizens was part of a strategic decision that we did, and it's been successful. In the case of Zambia, as I said, we have registered a company there. We have identified potential businesses and potential partners that we are now in conversation so we can move forward with this Zambian venture.
I think it's always a good strategy to go in with that partnership route. People who know the country, know the operating environment, who can kick the bricks with you, so to speak, on the ground. And Botswana's obviously got a very proud mining history and heritage. How did this opportunity for the expansion into Botswana originate?
Well, there are a couple of things that are important to mention. So first of all, Sasol Explosive used to be in Botswana in their business of explosive. And when we acquired Sasol Explosive business, and we started in July 2020, Sasol was not in Botswana any longer. So we knew that Botswana was an important country to supply in terms of explosives. There was a history with Sasol in that country as well. And also it's important, everyone knows about Botswana, a big mining company that is 50% owned by De Beers, which is Anglo-American basically, and 50% owned by the Botswana government. So we knew also that there was a tender going to eventually come soon, and that's why we started to look for the potential partners in that moment that we know that was important so they can understand and help us to reach these opportunities in the country. And also it's important to say that Botswana is a country that is growing in terms of mining. There are mining investments that are coming, and that is not exactly the same what is happening in South Africa. And give me an example. In the case of Botswana, it could be 7 or 8 times smaller than South Africa in terms of the consumption of explosives. But you have investments happening in Botswana that are happening for the business to grow, mining to grow, industry to grow, and of course the consumption of explosives will be growing in that sense. In the case of South Africa, what we see basically are investment in expansion of current operations. So this is different. It means that in the South African market, we are seeing this is going to be a little bit more flat over time. In the case of Botswana, we are seeing the you know, the market growing, which is very, very important. There is investment, foreign investment happening for new projects. As I say, projects that starts from zero, so means the country is growing in mining, and in this sense, is growing in our core business, which is explosive. So when you see a country that is growing, there in Botswana also we see the opportunities. Of course, it's a market where you can also see the main players of explosive there, and that's very obvious. And that's why we knew we need to take an alternative approach to get into Botswana, be innovative, do something different compared to our competitors. And there is why we chose partnership as a strategy, and it became so important. So our strategy in general with this expansion is to partner with local people, people that have knowledge on the business, knowledge in the mining sector. And of course, we need to join together these forces and make a huge difference in the countries in which we are coming into. In this case, in Botswana, we are so far being successful, but of course we have a lot of ambitions in terms of growth in the country and in the region as well, as you know, Michael.
Yeah, I really think there's so much that we could learn from the way the Botswana government has approached its mining industry here in South Africa to reignite the South African mining industry into a period of new growth and really explosive growth, no pun intended there, because we do have the potential to. There are just one or two things still holding us back, and I certainly think on the energy side we're making progress. There are still some issues around regulation, but we are heading in the right direction. And I know one big issue for NAX, and we really spoke in great detail about this a couple of weeks ago, is that you take this human-centered, safety-first approach into whichever market you operate. So how are you implementing that safety-first approach within your current expansion?
Well, as you have said, and we have discussed this, our priority is life, and we put safety first in everything that we do. So when we talk about the expansion and moving forward with our strategy, we are very careful to employing local people, and it's part of our strategy to run the operation with local people, people from Botswana, from Namibia, from Lesotho, etc. So what we do is we take here and we train these operations, we train these people in South Africa. So we don't train them only from a technical perspective, that's of course, but also in their safety procedures and also in our culture of safety first. So the best way to ensure that we are putting in place our safety standards is to make sure that those people that are going to operate and run the business locally, as I say, Namibia, Botswana, Lesotho, at South Africa in general, is that they are properly trained in South Africa, where we had our headquarters. And of course, they're not trained in the headquarters, they're trained in South Africa, which is today, as you know, our largest operation in the continent.
It's a continental-wide strategy. So often we'd look at individual economies and say, what is the benefit there? But what advantages do you see this expansion offering to the broader African economy?
Well, that is very big. And you know, well, we spoke about having this operation in Botswana, starting in Zambia. We are in Namibia. And what we see is interesting growth and investment in the mining sector. So I also remember we spoke about what different presidents were saying at Mining Indaba in February. Mm-hmm. So there was the DRC prime minister, was also the president of Zambia, Botswana, even the president of South Africa, speaking about a common strategy to invest, to get more investment for the mining industry, foreign investment as well, which is important to the growth of this. So in the case of South Africa, as I say, there are investments being made, but I would say they are mainly to expand the operations in the current businesses. But in the rest of Africa, we see, as an X, more investment in new projects, and is directly influencing the economy of Africa. So new projects, when we talk about new projects, of course, we are talking about new investment that are coming from abroad. There are typical new mining operations, so you will start extracting mineral or ore where today you don't extract. So these are creating new jobs, when you build the new operation, but also creating new jobs when you operate these facilities. So there's a whole cycle that is going to possibly impact the economy, which is investment, jobs, you increase revenues, pay taxes, well, you know, everything is there. So I, as well as NIAC, see this happening in many countries of Africa, and not only in Botswana or Zambia, which we are seeing our growth in the short term, but with a medium and long-term vision, we also can see this happening in other countries of Africa, and that's why I also think and be in the West Africa in the future.
Well, I mean, with that said, I know you've got legal entities in Namibia and Lesotho as well. So is it your objective then to have local participation in those countries where you already have these legal entities established?
Well, I think that the concept of partnership, we believe it's part of our strategy. And even in our future expansions, for example, into West Africa, we will probably need to have local partners. And we believe this is healthy. It's important to do. And in our current operation, for example, in Namibia and Lesotho, Sasol didn't have a partnership there. But as NIAC, we believe differently in that sense, and we have established some relationships. We have already, or we are in progress to establish local partners in Lesotho. And in the case of Namibia, it's something that we are analyzing, and this is in general very aligned with different governments are willing to have in their countries. So in that sense, we want to be aligned with the different government policies, and we want to make a difference compared to the other players. So even though we are very keen to grow, and NIAC is a global company, we also are keen, and we understand to be, you know, humble, remember that to grow, you need this partnership, this local knowledge. And as I say, even in the countries where we have operations, we are keen to have some, we are keen to look for local partners. So the governments in Africa, you know, are willing to have more participation of their citizens. And we want to anticipate on that sense. We, as I said before, we want to be humble, but also anticipate in this approach, get good partners, because good partners are important for the long term. And that's the reason why we are in Africa. We are thinking always in the long term, Michael.
Yeah, and I mean, in the long term, and we've discussed it on the show in the past, a Bank of America Merrill Lynch major thematic research report called The Age of Scarcity, where we're transitioning the global economy away from carbon-intensive industries. That means we're going to need new mineral sources, and there's going to be a renewed focus on infrastructure, which, you know, at its base level requires minerals of all kinds. So there are these huge macroeconomic tailwinds that are providing opportunities for growth in the mining industry. And if you look at what's happening in Africa, to your point, we had, you know, the Zambian President Hichilema at Mining Indaba really understanding that African governments need to partner with mining companies. It can't be the previous relationships, which were really just, let's see how much we can tax and how much we can extract from these foreign investors. It is much more in a partnership-based framework. So I think there is really huge scope and opportunity for growth. Francisco, always a great pleasure chatting to you, and we will be following your expansion strategy with great interest from your hub here in South Africa. Take care.
Hot 102.7 Business with Michael Avery.